When you're into someone, but you hide how you really feel because you know they're not really available, and you pretend you're just friends, don't be surprised when the reality of the situation smacks you down. People who were traumatized as kids are particularly vulnerable to this just friends behavior. And unhealthy people can detect that in us. They can see the way we handle something offensive that just happened, and we pretend it didn't affect us. That makes us a target. And whether they're doing this consciously or not, they'll keep stringing us along with just enough confusing possibility so that we don't leave. Because they get energy from us being there, hoping, we're hiding, we're just going along with things. Hey, it's Anna here, just taking a little pause to talk about getting help when you're having a rough time. There are a lot of things you can try, and one of them is online therapy through BetterHelp. BetterHelp's mission is to make therapy more affordable and more accessible, and those are very good things. Because finding a therapist can be really hard. BetterHelp makes it easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist who meets your criteria. And when you click the special link that I'm going to give you, it not only helps this podcast, but it gets you 10% off your first month of therapy. So you can connect with a therapist, see what happens, and if anything feels like it's not a fit, which is common in therapy, you can easily switch to a new therapist at no additional cost. No stress about insurance or who's in your network or anything like that. So if you're struggling and you need to talk to a human, try BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/CCF. CCF stands for Crappy Childhood Fairy. That's BetterHelp.com/CCF. There's also a link in the episode description if you need it. That might be easier. Thanks for sponsoring us, BetterHelp. Now, back to the show. My letter today is from a woman I'll call Kathy, and she writes, "Dear Anna, 20 years ago, I had a casual romance with this guy who was in a relationship. I did not know that back then. We're in our 50s now, and he lived in another city. We decided to continue being friends after the short romance. I've got my fairy pencil. I'm going to circle things I want to come back to in a second reading, but let's go see what's going on with Kathy. I just had to get that. Casual relationship, and he was in a relationship, and she didn't know it back then. But now they're still friends after the short romance, and I know I shouldn't have, but he was a witty and fun guy to talk with. We're both writers, so we have been each other's beta reader for quite a long time. I started noticing that every time I told him about my projects and desires, he had the exact same wish or occurrence. For example, I wanted to study photography, and so did he. I had suffered from a rare disease as a child, and so did he. I meditate, and so does he. I believe it is a matter of admiration or mirroring. I must confess, I'm a little confused and flattered at the same time, though. A few months ago, we were having a nice chat over the phone, and he said that he would have given everything he had to be at my porch drinking a glass of wine with me. We've always dreamed of watching an aurora borealis, and he said that he would take me there instead of his girlfriend, the same girlfriend of the past, but now they live in different cities in the same country. That was all I needed to start obsessing about him and our trip together. A few weeks ago, he called to ask for my advice. He was madly in love with a third woman. What? I couldn't believe my ears. As we are just friends, I told him to talk to his girlfriend before taking any actions, that she did not deserve to live a lie. Oh, neither did you, by the way. I texted him a couple of weeks later to ask what had happened after our phone call. He said that talking to me had calmed him down and made him come to his senses, that the crush was over. What? His words made me think that he had invented the story to see my reaction, or that he's insane. Is it possible that we both are obsessively infatuated with one another? Limerence is a familiar state for me, as I platonically fell for a coworker when my ex-husband repeatedly cheated on me. However, I saw a therapist and convinced myself that I had healed. What is going on here? I refuse to fall into limerence all over again. On the other hand, I really enjoy my friendship with this guy and would hate to stop contacting him. I look forward to your answer, Kathy. Oh, Kathy, This is a rough one. I'm sorry that an important friend in your life is being such a jerk. I just saw a red flag in the beginning of your letter here where you said 20 years ago we had a casual romance and he was in a relationship, but you said I didn't know that then. So yes, that exonerates you. But it doesn't exonerate him. He started the whole thing as a lie, and the whole basis of your relationship is this friendship with a guy who lied to you in order to sleep with you, I think, knowing that you wouldn't have if you had known the truth. So that's very manipulative. So then you decided to keep being friends. And I know I shouldn't have, but he was really fun, and you have all these things in common. So then this thing where he mirrors and copies you, that is a little worrying. That could be a sign of an odd thing, and I'll leave it to the commenters to do armchair diagnosis on that. I'm not in a position to diagnose. When you say he's, you know, it's flattering a little bit, and it's confusing. There is something wrong with that picture that he copies you. Then you say a few months ago you were talking, and then out of the blue he says I'd love to be drinking wine on the porch, and talked about the Aurora Borealis, which is a totally romantic plan. So now I got to call you out, Kathy. If he does have a girlfriend, it's, you know, I realize it's not your job to maintain his relationship, but it's just dishonorable to pursue somebody who's in a relationship, even if they are pursuing you. If somebody has to be lied to by both of you, then it's making you a liar. I'm just pointing that out. And a lot of people will go, it's his, well, whatever. If you want to live a life of integrity, you can't do that to people. You have to be the strong one who goes, no way. You know, I don't do relationships that where we have to lie to other people about it. So we've all done crazy things in our lives. I'm not trying to hold myself above you. I'm just saying this is what I know to be true. And I won't even tell you how I know. So then since you're just friends, you told him to talk to his girlfriend before taking actions. So see how you just slipped into the role of cool girl where he devastated your hopes and dreams for him. And then you're like helping him talk to his girlfriend. So he's not your friend. A friend is thinking of your best interest and not just using you as a sounding board for their random romantic energies. Oh, sometimes it's you. Sometimes it's this random person. Sometimes it's the girlfriend. And he's kind of got you going along as if nothing happened. And that's what I want to talk about, what trauma does to us. We'll go along with things and just, you know, something is like, boom, it hurts you. You get shocked. What? You have a girlfriend? And then you go, oh, okay. Because like instinctively, we think it's shameful to be surprised by that or to have hoped for more. The honest thing is to go, what? Oh, wow, I'm really hurt. Oh, that's terrible. I didn't know. I thought you liked me. I liked you. I'm going to have to deal with this. Like that would be the honest thing to say. And trust me, it would move the story forward much more cleanly and quickly. Very slightly possible that it would turn your relationship with him into a romance, but probably not. It would end the whole thing. It would come to the squalid light of day that it's like, oh no, that's not what it is. And it would allow you, though it's painful, it would allow you to move on. And we want that. We want to live in the truth. The truth is the only place where we can have good relationships. The truth is the only place where we can heal from trauma. Because how much of your trauma in childhood was caused by people BSing you? Hey, what are you crying about? You know, everything's safe. Everything's great. No, that didn't just happen. Stop complaining. Be quiet. So we come out of that. Sometimes we have to be a little bit like we're just practicing and taking baby steps at expressing ourselves, asking questions. I'm sorry, is this a date? I'm a little confused. You do get to say that. And if people don't like it, it's not a date. That's all. And so good to know. Better to feel embarrassed and save yourself from hemorrhaging your life force down into a relationship that doesn't exist just because of your trauma wound doesn't let you tell the difference. How many years have you lost to that kind of thing? So don't lose your energy like that anymore. Save it for someone who is very excited to be with you and does want a relationship and is sort of falling all over themselves to make that worth it for you, to make it a good idea for you. And you might think, oh, I'll never get that. I never see it. But part of why it can't show up in your life is because you're emotionally entangled already. And healthy people can detect that. You know, there's a nervous system message that we send out. There's nonverbal communication that we send out. There's also just facts that we tell people. You might be on a date. Oh, I have this male friend. We dated once. Well, you know, people have feelings about that. You know, consider just clearing the decks. If you would really like to meet a great partner, consider clearing the decks. No friends with quotation marks around it. You know, real friends, it's possible you could have friends, you know, who were of the gender that you also happen to be into, but it cannot be something where one person is attracted or prone to limerence or anything like that. That will immediately take both people's emotional availability and drain them. Some people, I call it maceration. Somebody just taught me this word. So I have a little video about this, but if you want the juice out of a lemon, you can cut it in half and just start squeezing it really hard. Or you can take the intact lemon and like roll it on the kitchen counter kind of hard and mush it up a little bit. And it softens up, it breaks those cells that are holding the juice. And then when you cut open the lemon, it's like juice just comes pouring out. It's very easy to squeeze. And the rind is softened up, and so you can squeeze. That's my metaphor for what some people do who like to stir up love in people they have no intention of loving. Bob Marley has a little saying about that, that it's a coward who stirs up love in a woman and has no intention of giving it back. Something like that. I might be paraphrasing slightly, but I think that's a really important idea. And that, I think, is what you have here. Somebody who likes to stir up love, enjoys the energy, macerates the lemon, pours the juice out, takes what they want, and then everybody conveniently pretends that nothing is wrong. So don't pretend anymore. Holler, complain, or pull away. That's what I recommend. For everybody who longs to be loved, I want you to be loved. And there are so many people who would like that too. But we got to get away from the people who are just consuming our romantic energy for, you know, for fun, for kicks. Thank you so much for listening. If you love my content, think about joining my membership program. You can find out more information about that and all my courses and coaching programs in the episode description below or on my website, crappychildhoodfairy.com. If you're going through a hard time and you need online therapy, I encourage you to check out BetterHelp. They're easy and affordable, and they can connect you with someone you choose within a few days. And if you use this special URL, you not only help this channel, but you get 10% off your first month of therapy. So go to BetterHelp.com/CCF, as in Crappy Childhood Fairy. That's BetterHelp.com/CCF. And remember, healing is possible. People with childhood PTSD can have a wonderful life. Sometimes we just need a few workarounds. I'll see you next time.